This is Daf Tes. So we got to the bottom of Chesem and Beis. We're in the middle of the discussion here. The Gemara wanted to know what the reason of Rav Yossi Glili. So what's Rav Yossi Glili? What does he say? So the Gemara says that the Mishnah first quotes Rav Yossi Glili, who says that a Nasi has the same din as a Bezdin, that he's not Chayiv in Olav Yorid. That was the Gemara. So that was the Mishnah. So the Gemara wanted to know why. Why is he popped it from all the Olav Yorids? So the Gemara made one suggestion, which the Gemara rejected. So now the Gemara is making another and final suggestion as to why, again, Rav Yossi Glili thinks that a Nasi is popped from all carbon Olav Yorids. Now, Olav Yorid, just to remind ourselves, is there are three of them. The Shmias Kol, which is a Shvuah Shek, a Shvuah Eidus, rather. The Shvuah Bita, which is just a regular Shvuah. And then there's Tumas Mikdash Vikadash. Those are the three categories. So the Gemara says the last two lines of Chesem and Beis, Ella, time of the Rabbi Yossi Glili, his reasoning is Mehacha from the following Braisa, the Tanya. Hiya Rabbi Yirmiya Omer, he would say Nemar, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Sagia Yado. It says by one of the carbon Olav Yorids, Lo Sagia, he can't afford it. But Nemar also says by the other Olav Yorid, Lo Sasi Yado, he doesn't have the money for it. So what's the relevance of all this? The Gemara is Medayik. Mishab, Olav Yorid, again, by definition, is a person, the type of carbon he brings, whether it's a kivsa or a shnei torim or it's a mincha, all depends on the wealth of the individual. So the Gemara is called Olav Yorid, goes up and down depending on the person's wealth. So the Gemara says, Mishabal lide anias vashiris, who's chayv in Olav Yorid? A person who could come to poverty or wealth, a person whose money could adjust. Yatza nasi, umeshiach shein bal lide anias. As opposed to a Nasi and Mashiach who can never come to Anias, a Kohen Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol. A Nasi is always wealthy, can never come to Anias, so therefore he's completely excluded from the Psukim and from the Parsha of Karban Olav Yorid. How do we know it's true that a Nasi and a Kohen Gadol cannot come to Anias? So the Gemara proves, Nasi, dechseva, v'asa achas, mikom mitzvah Hashem elokav, he does one of the mitzvahs of Hashem. So what's it mean, mitzvah Hashem elokav? Hashem is God. Of course Hashem is God. A person who the only being above him is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is that individual? A king. A king really oversees everyone else. The only being that's above him is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why he has to be greater in wealth than everyone else. He can never come to a point of Anias. So since he can never become poor, he's completely exempt from the parsha of Olav Yorid. That's the explanation of Rabbi Yossi Glili, why he doesn't bring a carbon Olav Yorid. Gemara says, just to continue finishing off, what about a Mashiach? How do you know a Kohen Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol, also can never come to Anias? Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Va'Kohen HaGadol Me'achav, that a Kohen Gadol who's greater than his brothers. What do you mean he's greater than his brothers? Shu Gadol Me'achav Benoi, Bekoach, Bechachma, Uve'osh. He's greater in beauty, he's greater in strength, he's greater in wisdom, and he's greater in wealth. These four things. So what does it mean, greater than wealth? Achim Omer, and the Achim explained, some say that Achim are actually arguing on the first opinion. Most say Achim is just explaining. What does it mean he could be wealthier? So, Minayin She'im Ein Lo Gadleu Mishal Achav. How do we know if he doesn't have any money? He's not the wealthiest of his brothers. We make him wealthy. His brothers give him money. They send over money to his account, to his bank account. How do we know we should do that? Tamalomar Va'Kohen HaGadol Me'achav. Ashayutzak Arosho, the Kohen who's greater than his brothers, that was anointed on his head. Gadleu Me'achiv, that he becomes greater from his brothers. Now you can't become greater from your brothers in wisdom and beauty and strength. Only way you can become greater from your brothers is by them giving you money. So if you're not the wealthiest, but all other three categories, you supersede them with Noe Koach HaChachma, so then they're going to give you money to make sure you're wealthier than all of them. Now the Rambam says, this Indian, although this Indian's a deraisa, that the Kohen Gadol should be wealthier than the other brothers, it's only a lichatchila, but b'di'evet, if it's not the case, so then it wouldn't be me'akiv, he could still be a Kohen Gadol. Now it's very unclear, how does one decide? I don't know the answer to this, I'm just thinking out loud. How do you decide who's the most handsome, who's the strongest, and who's the wisest? I don't know, you have a competition, you have a weightlifting competition, I don't know how that exactly works. Mirror on the wall, they let you know, okay, there's certain, he asked, the problem is there's no Kohen Gadol to ask Urim Tumim to, so he's the Kohen Gadol. So I don't know how it's figured out, but either way, they have some type of competition, and that Kohen Gadol is the one who's appointed. But to answer our question yet again, Rabbi Yossi Glili, who holds that a carbon Olav Yorid does not come from a Nasi, it's because since a Nasi cannot ever become poor, so therefore he can never bring a carbon Olav Yorid. Warna asks a very interesting question. Ba'i minei Ravina, Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Nasi shenitzareya mahu. A nasi who gets tsaras, what's the halacha? So if you look at Rashi, just to explain here, Rashi, the first narrow line down, nasi shenitzareya, li Rabbi Yirmiya ul Rabbi Yosei aglili davar minisiyoso. She'ein roi lios melech kishu mitzorei. He goes on to bring a proof for this. We'll see this in tomorrow's daf. But a king, a nasi is one of the same, a king who becomes a mitzora, he loses his post. He can no longer be king so long as he has tzaras. Now the question becomes, if he gets a tzaras, what's the halacha now if he violates an avera? If he has to bring a karbon. So do we say now, Gemara asks, what's the lamda? So what's the shayla? Mahu. Midche dachi o mifter pater. But if let's say a nasi violates an avera, he doesn't have to bring a karbon all over yorit. Because we said he's very pater from all over yorit. So let's say he violates shvuas bitui. He makes a shvuah, doesn't keep his shvuah, he owes an olive yorid. But since he's a nasi, he doesn't have to bring the olive yorid. Is that a midcha dachi? It's completely pushed off, it's no longer on the radar, and it never comes back? Or it's a patur, but it's somehow lingering there. It's lingering, but he's pater from bringing. So if he becomes, however, if he loses nasius, so then if it's only a patur, he would have to then fix that outstanding chiv. But if he's midche dachi, it was completely pushed off when he was a nasi, so then it would never, even if he does lose his nasius, it would never come back and be completely potter of ever bringing a carbon all over yorid. That's the shaila here. So the Gemara answers, now this question is very, this answer rather is very confusing. There's a number of explanations that we're going to go with Shitas Rashi. Amr lei dilach o de Gaza, which literally means yours or the storage house. From where is the nasi, in theory, paying money for his karbanos? Is it from his own pocket, or is it from his own storage house? Now, his storage house is also viewed as his own, but it seems to be like there's a checking account and there's a savings account. So is he using his checking account, which is more readily accessible, or is it a savings account that he's dipping into? Now, unclear what the Gemara is even trying to accomplish by making such a statement. So we're going to take Shitas Rashi. If you look at Rashi inside, Dibor Maschil Amrle, it's around 15 narrow lines, Aleph Lamed Amrle. Mimai Kibois L'chiyuva, the Gemara, according to Rashi, wants to be Mechayiv him to pay money. La'asuya karbon kishinitzareya. When you want to, the question at least, we should say, even though he's a nasi, he's nasi's pater from all of Yored, when he becomes tzaraz, mitzora, he has to possibly bring. Mimamon shelchahu o mimamon de gaza didei. Is he bringing his own money, or is he bringing from his savings account, somewhere stored away? Havi omer, we would say, migaza didehu debay lasui. He's bringing from his own storage house, his savings account. Since he's bringing from his own storage house, because the Gemara is assuming this nasi has got a ton of money. He's again the king. He's the wealthiest man in the world. So if he's dipping into a savings account, he's got plenty of money to get to dip into. In which case, he's not going to lead to anias. The king, a king who is no longer king, is still extremely wealthy. And therefore, the Gemara, according to Rashi, says he's pater because he can never come to lide anias. Now, Tosafot Rashi asks, I'm not going to read this inside, wait a second. If the king is no longer the king, so how is he dipping into the storage house? Sounds like the storage house is what the government gave him all the taxes to collect from. But now if he's no longer the nasi, he's no longer the king, that's not his tax he's collecting anymore. That can't be the pshat of the Gemara. And he gives a whole other approach, which I'm not getting into, but that's at least Shitas Rashi, that since he could dip into his savings account, and he's got a lot of money, even though he's no longer acting as the king, he still has plenty of money and will never come to the point of anias. Gemara now says, let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Tanya Rebbe Akiva, this is not such an easy piece here to the Mishnah. Today's daf is not easy at all, I should say. Tanya Rebbe Akiva Omer. Mashiach pater mikulan. Mashiach is pater from all the karbanos, all of the yorid, again, from Shuas Shmias Kol, from Shuas Bitoy, and Tumas Mikdash Vikadash. That's Shitas Rebbe Akiva, is pater from all carbon, all the yorids. Omer Rava, my time at the Rebbe Akiva. Why do we know? How do we know Rebbe Akiva is pater exempts a Kohen Gadol from these three karbanos? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, this legabe asirsa eifa. A Kohen brings an asirsa eifa, his first day of being a Kohen. Every day, the first time a Kohen's mechanech, his first day on the job, he brings an asirsa eifa. And a Kohen Gadol brings an asirsa eifa, a certain amount of mincha, every single day. That's a Kohen Gadol every single day. And the Kohen Hedor, his first time working in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Pasuk says, ze karban Aaron, Ubanov, this is the carbon of Aaron, this is the carbonos of all Kohanim. So Gemara's Medayik. Zuba Chovolo. Dafka, this Asir Se Eifa, comes as an obligation on the first day on the job. But we're learning Dafka Zeh, but the ein acheres ba chovolo. Never can a kohen ever bring an asir seifa. The only time a kohen hedyo, or rather a kohen gadol, brings a asir seifa is the chiv that a kohen gadol has to bring every single day. Again, every single day a kohen gadol brings an asir seifa, and that's a chiv, that's an obligation. So Patek says, zeh karbon, this is the obligation to bring, implies that kohen gadol never ever could bring an asir seifa, other than his obligation.
For another reason.
Except for another reason.
Right.
So now we're going to say, therefore, since he can never bring an asir seifa, and as part of the ol v'yorid, as part of the shifting karbonos, depending on his wealth, the lowest he could bring, and the poorest person for an ol v'yorid is an asir seifa. So we're learning from this Gemara that a kohen gadol can never bring that asir seifa. Because the Gemara says, Zeh, only this carbon could the kohen gadol bring as the daily obligation, but he can't bring it out here to Eifa for another reason. So we're cutting out now the lowest carbon of the Olav Yorit.
But it's a contradiction to what we said before, that he can never before.
That he can never...
That he will never before.
So you're saying, good question. It can never come to that point anyways, but in theory, right. let's say all his brothers are poor.
Right.
So he's the wealthiest among the poor. So that could be a case, I guess.
Right.
So the Gemara says again, Zuba Chovolo, this one where the Kohen Gadol brings every day, that's an obligation. But there can never be another case that he could bring a Nasir's Eifa.
This is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva must not have held that drasha because he held the Nasi was Chayiv and all of it.
But this is
Kohen Gadol.
I understand, but Rabbi Akiva, who held the Nasi was Chayiv and everything, and Nasi also, we said, can't come to the day Anias, but nevertheless, he held that they were Chayiv. Rabbi Akiva must not hold that the Svara why the person's not coming is because of the fact that he's...
No, we don't have this drasha by Nasi, though. You're saying there's a Svara, but not a drasha for Nasi. Nasi can never come to Anias
right.
Because of a Svara. He has to be the wealthiest. But Kohen Gadol can bring Nasir's Eifa, not because of the Anias that Ricky's saying, but because the Pasuk says he's excluded from bringing Nasir's Eifa.
That's why Rabbi Kiva holds a Nasi's Chayev. Not Rabbi Kiva holds a Nasi's Chayev in these Korban Olaviyorit, whereas the Kohen Gadol is Pater.
Right.
Right. No, what Adam is saying is that Rabbi Akiva doesn't follow the Svara that a Nasi is always going to be richer.
I don't know, because let's say in theory you have an entire nation that's very poor, and Nasi's also poor. He's just wealthier than everyone else. He could still also, in theory, be in that same type, that bracket of Aeneas, maybe.
Uh-huh.
So the Gemara says, Ve'ema. What? Right. Obviously, it'd be hard to have inflation, everything would affect, but okay. Ve'ema, kimimai le'rachmana. So therefore we say, since he can't be bringing the lowest, the Kohen Gadol can't bring the lowest of the Olav Yorid, he's exempt from any Olav Yorid. Ve'ema, kimimai le'rachmana midali dalos. Maybe, so when he gets excluded, the Kohen Gadol is excluded from the lowest. Dali dalos is the poorest of the poor. Umayni, what's the poorest of the poor type of carbon of the Olav Yorid? That's an Asir Se'efa. Aval Anias Vashir's Loma Ate Rachmana. But maybe the higher levels, a regular poor person who brings Shnei Torim, two doves, or one who's wealthy who brings a goat or a sheep, so maybe that he's not excluded. Maybe the Kohen Gadol, although he can't bring the lowest Asir Se'efa, let him at least bring the higher types of karbanos if he violates Mikdash Kodashvus or violates Shvus Bitoy. Gemara says, Lo Saga Daidach, you would never think that. Because we're going to prove in just a moment, if you're potter from one of the levels of karbanos Olav Yorid, you're potter from all levels. Dichsiv, v'chiper alav hakohen achataso. The kohen brings him a kapara for his own avera asher chata me'achas me'ela from one of these karbanos. So what is Salash? What do you mean me'achas me'ela from one of these? Sounds like there's a group. There's a group of Olav Yorids and one of these, one of the groups. So what do you say? What do you mean me'achas me'ela? So we make a drash like we did yesterday. Ha-miskaper ba'achas miskaper ba'kulam. If you're mechaper of one of the levels of Olav Yorid, you can be mechaper from all of them, meaning it's all or nothing. V'she'ein miskaper ba'achas, if you can't be mechaper in one of the levels of Olav Yorid, then ein miskaper ba'kulam, you can't be part of any of the other ones. And therefore, since the Kohen Gadol can't bring the Asir Se'efa, the Dali Dalos, the lowest of the Olav Yorids, he also can't bring the ones above that, the Anias and the Ashiris, and for that reason he's excluded entirely from Olav Yorids, according to Rabbi Akiva. Gemara says, wait a second. Elam Yatav, you're telling me this is such a drasha to be made from the words of Me'achas Me'ela by the Kohen Gadol. So let's make another drasha. Me'at Elam Yatav Dechsiva Hayak Ki Yesham La'achas Me'ela. This pasuk is found by the general Olav Yorid. Forget the Kohen Gadol, in general. No one hears a Kohen Gadol. If any of us violate those averes, we owe a carbon Olav Yorid, depending how wealthy we are. So the pasuk says, "V'haya ki yasham," when you do an aveira of an olav yored, le'achas me'ela, one of the olav yoreds. So the Gemara says, let's make the same joshua. It says, achas me'ela. Just like we said by Kohen Gadol, achas me'ela. And Halchanami, let's say, "D'chol ha'mischai be'achas, mischai be'kulam." If you're chayiv in one of the olav yoreds, you're chayiv in any of the other ones, meaning it's a package deal. "U'she'ein mitachschai be'achas," if you're not chayiv in any of these levels, "ein mischai be'kulam," you're not chayiv in the other ones. So now look at the question it leads to. Aloma Tanaim, why does Rabbi Kiva teach us that Nasi is chayva chutz mishmias kol? It's a package deal. We're not talking about any more the levels, but the categories of averos, of tumas mikdash v'kadashava, and shvus bitoy, and shmias kol. So it's a package deal. The project says, me'achas me'ela, la'achas me'ela. So if Rabbi Kiva holds a Nasi, is pater from shmias kol, which again is shvuas ha'edis, because he can't give edis to the melech, he should be pater from mikdash kadashav, and he should also be pater from shvuas bitoy. It's a package deal. So the Gemara says, lo ma'am, me'achas, Abai v'Rava, Zamri Tevaya, both of them hold, me'achas, mashmalei, le'achas, lo mashmalei. The word me'achas, by the Kohen Gadol, that sounds like a package deal, all or nothing. The word le'achas, by the Olav Yored, doesn't sound like a package deal. Ma'ishna, what's the difference? Le versus mem, what's the difference? Le'achas, me'achas. So Gemara explains, it's not really the word le'achas, me'achas, it's really a positioning. The placement of where me'achas falls in the pasuk, meaning what? Ma'ishna me'achas de mashmalei. Why does the word me'achas sound like a package deal? That the Kohen Gadol is pater from dali dalos. He's pater from all of them because the kosvei rachmana, the Torah places the word of me'achas libasof at the end. After listing all the yoreds, the last one is the lowest is gavei asir se'efa, that small amount of flour that all of the yored brings. Lemeimra to tell us dechol mechai basir se'efa. Mechai bekulam. Why did it put the word me'achas me'ela, that phrase next to Asir Se'efa, the lowest of them, telling you that is the telling carbon. If you're chayiv in Asir Se'efa, you're chayiv in the rest. But if you're potter in the Asir Se'efa, if you're potter from the lowest, like a Kohen Gadol, so then you're potter from all the other ones. As opposed to the words le'achas, the isa, the first side that finishes off, disagadaitach, mischai be'achas. If you think you should be chayiv in one, afa pishenu mischayiv bekulam, if you would think that the Kohen Gadol, even though he's pater from Dali Dalos, he's pater from Asir Seifa, he should still be chayiv in the other ones, the Anias carbon and the Ashir's carbon, so then, nichtov lahai me'achas me'ela bedalos or inami be'ashir's. The placements of the word me'achas me'ela should have been next to Dalos or Ashir's as opposed to the Dali Dalos. The fact that the word me'achas me'ela is positioned next to Dali Dalos tells us that if you're not chayiv in Asir's Eifa, then you're not chayiv in the other two. As opposed to the words v'ahaya ki yashem le'achas me'ela, there's no real positioning there, and there's no real drasha to be made. Not an easy piece of Gemara there. Okay. The new Mishnah tells us, also not easy, this is not an easy daf. The Mishnah tells us now, kol mitzvos shebatorah shechayavim al zidon akaris, so any type of avera that I've done on purpose, you chayv karis. If done accidentally, you chayv a carbon chatas. The halacha is as follows: a yachid, if an individual violates that avera, he has to bring a carbon that's maybe either kispa or seira, a female goat of some sort or a female sheep. If it's a nasi who violates such an avera, he brings a sayer, he brings a male goat, a mashiach who bezdin a kohen mashiach, that's a kohen gadol, or bezdin and violating the horos, would bring Mevi'in par. So that's the first category, the grouping of violating a regular aveir. Uba avodas kachavim, if it's a avodazara iser, so then the yachid v'anasi, this time they're together, and ha-mashiach is grouped together, all three of them all bring the same carbon, Mevi'a se'ira, they bring a se'ira. Now it's interesting. How come in the previous case, a regular shar mitzos, the kohen mashiach brought his own unique carbon, he was categorized with the bezdin, but now in this case, the mashiach is bringing the same carbon as a yachid? How come he shifted over from a Bezdin to now being categorized with a Yachid and a Nasi? So the Rav Yosef Engel explains that the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that a Navi Shediach, a Navi that convinces other people to do Avodah Zarah, the Ein Lecha Hedyot Gadol Mizeh. Even though it may have been a Navi, the moment you're involved in Avodah Zarah, so now you lose your status of being a Navi. So too, a Kohen Gadol who's involved in Avodah Zarah, So then he loses status of being a Kedushas Kohen Gadol, and he drops to being just a regular Yachid. And that's why by Avodah Zarah, although by Shar Mitzvahs, everyone's human. Everyone violates Avera, the Kohen Gadol is still a Kohen Gadol, and he still brings a special carbon. If he violates Avodah Zarah, which is Kofar Be'ikr, so then he loses Kedushas Kohen Gadol, and he drops down to a regular Yachid, and brings the same exact carbon as a Yachid would bring. And then finishing off this category, by Avodas Chachavim, that again, a Yachid, a Nasi, a Mashiach, all bring Mevi'in Se'ira, they bring a female goat, but a Bezdin brings a par and a sire, a cow and a goat, par la'ola, and the sar serves as a carbon chatas. Next category, the Mishnah. Ashem Taloi, a situation where a person wasn't sure if he violated an Avera, he's Safik, so Yachid, then a Nasi, would be chayv to bring a carbon to Ashem Taloi, but a Mashiach, a Kohen Mashiach, and a Bezdin are pturin from bringing carbonos Ashem Taloi. Next category, Ashem Vaday, there are a few examples of an Ashem Vaday. A Mitzorah brings an Ashem Vaday, a Shivcha Charuva brings an Ashem Vaday. So who's Chayav in an Ashem Vaday? A Yachid, Vanasi, Vamashiach HaChayavim, because the Pasuk by an Ashem Vaday says the word Nefesh Achas, so individuals are Chayav in Ashem Vaday, but a Bezdin is Pturim because a Bezdin is a entity, to not consider it a Achas. Next category, Al Shmias HaKol, Vabitu Shvasayim, Valtumas Miktas Vikadashav. These are the three types of eras that we know already by now are Karbanos, Ola, Vyorid. So Bezdin are Pturin. We saw this already. Bezdin's Pater from these two categories. When we say Bezdin, we refer to the whole halachas of Horios, our Masechta, Vayachid, Vanasi, Vamashiach HaChayavim. These three individuals are Chayiv in Karbanos, Ola, Vyorid. Ella, with one exception, She'ein Kohen Gadol Mashiach Chayv al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. So while a Mashiach is Chayv in the Bitas Hasayim in Shmias Kol, a Kohen Gadol is Pater from Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. We're going to see in the Gemara why Rabbi Shimon thinks they're Pater from Mikdash V'Kadashav. And then Mahin Mevin, again this is all very confusing. What do they bring? So before we go, which carbon do they bring for an Olav Yored? You look at just the Rashi for a second. Rashi Mahin Mevin. On the left side, Rashi writes Mahin Mevin. Nasi bebitoi svasayim v'tumas mikdash v'kadash. We know Nasi's pater from Shmias Kol. They're pater from any edus. So Nasi's chayv in two. The chayv in bitoi svasayim and the chayv in tumas mikdash v'kadash. And a Mashiach, Kohen Mashiach, is chayv in Shmias Kol u'bitoi svasayim, but they're pater in tumas mikdash v'kadash according to Rabbi Shimon. So which carbon do they bring? So back to the Gemara now, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mahin Mevin, carbon Olav Yored. They bring an Olav Yored, but Rabbi Eliezer argues and says, Omer, Hanasi Mevi Sar. So again, just to be clear, whenever the Kohen Gadol is chayv in Olav Yored, so he would have to bring an Olav Yored, like he's chayv in. But Rabbi Eliezer thinks, and also Nasi would also bring an Olav Yored. Rabbi Eliezer argues and says, no, a Nasi would actually have to bring a Sayer, he brings a goat, he does not bring the Karbanos Olav Yored. So look at Rashi just for somewhat of a summary of the different shitas, because there are many shitas and it's very, very confusing. Rashi says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Nasi Mevi Sayer. Ushalosh Machlokas Bedavar. There's actually a three-way Machlokas, says Rashi. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Savar Nasi U'Mashiach Ptur Mikulam. That's one. That Nasi and Mashiach are completely exempt from Karbanos Olav Yored, and that's like we said before, since a Nasi and a Kohen Gadol can never come to Anias, they're pater from Olav Yored entirely. Rabbi Akiva Savar, a Nasi is chai bekulon, he's chai in Olav Yored, except for Chutz Mishmias Kol, because a Nasi can't give Edis, but he is chai in Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav and Shvuas Bitor. And the Mashiach, says Rabbi Kiva, is pater mikulon, me Olav Yored, because we said since the Kohen Gadol can't bring the Asir Se'efa, then he's pater from all the Olav Yored. That's what we saw just above here. And Rabbi Shimon is the third sheet, and he holds Savar Nasi, U'Mashiach Chayav Mekulon, B'Olav Yored, the Chayav in both of them, are Chayav in all three categories, except for Shein Kohen Gadol, that Mashiach I don't think should be there, Chayav Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. So I hope that's somewhat clear, guys. The three sheet does, it's again very confusing. You have to try and map it out in your head or maybe on paper. That's the end of the mission. So now let's go through the Gemara. And it's getting quite late. Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Hayanosin, Klal, he gave the following Klal. It's not really a Klal. It doesn't really help us out. It's quite confusing. But Kol Shayachid Ba'ashim Talur, whenever a Yachid, an individual like any of us, are chayv to bring a carbon ashim talui. We don't know if we violated an avera. We don't know if we ate chaylev. It's a safek. We bring an ashim talui. So So then, Hanasi Kiyotzi Bo. And Nasi, if he had the same experience, would also bring an Ashram Tali. Mashiach Ubezdin Peturim. But Akar Mashiach and Bezdin would not have to bring an Ashram Tali. And then, next part of the Klal. Kol Shu B'Ashram Vadai, whenever a Yachid would have to bring an Ashram Vadai, a Nasi, who Mashiach Kiyotzi Ben would also bring an Ashram Vadai, but a Bezdin Peturim, because a Bezdin is not subject to the Lachas of Ashram Vadai, only a Yachid does. And Shmias Kol, which is a shvua, and which is the shvua's edus, ubitos fasayim utumas mikdash v'kadash. These are the three all of the yoreds. Bezdin are pturin, and nasi mashiach achayav, and they're chayav to bring these. Ella she'ein hanasi chay b'shmias kol, and nasi doesn't say bring a carbon for shmias kol because that's shvua's edus. King doesn't give edus; he's parted from that whole parsha. V'lo mashiach b'tumas mikdash v'kadash. We have to see why that is in just a moment. And next category. Kol Shehu B'ol V'Yored, which is a repetition we're going to see, is a steer in just a second. We just gave an example of three Kol V'Yoreds. But now we're saying again, Kol Shehu B'ol V'Yored, Nasi Kiyotzi Bo. Nasi would have to bring all Ol V'Yoreds, and Mashiach U'Bezin are Peturin for Ol V'Yoreds. So Gemara says these last two statements are contradictory. Hagufakasha is the internal steer. Amris, we said above, Shein Mashiach Chayiv B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, which implies Betumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, who the Pater, Aval B'Shmias HaKol, Ubitas Vasayim Chayiv. The Kohen Gadol is Chayiv in those two types of Ol V'Yoreds. But then the very last line of the statement was, Eima Seifas, which says, Kol Shu Ol V'Yored, Be'Ol V'Yored, Nasi Kiyotzi Bo, and the Mashiach, which is the Kohen Gadol, Ubezdin, are Peturin. So first we said that the Kohen Gadol is Pater from Mikdash V'Kadashav, but he's Chayiv in Shuas Bitoy and Shmias Kol, but now we're saying he's pater from all the Yoreds. Which one is it? And so the Gemara says that really Katani, where do we go here a second? Katani Mashiach u'Bezdin Peturin. It first says that they're pater, but Ma Bezdin Peturin Mekulin. Just like Bezdin's pater from all the Yoreds, all three, so shouldn't be Af Mashiach Peturin Mekulin. So to a Kol Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol should be pater from all the Yoreds. So that's the Kasha. The Gemara says in the very top of Tesemah Beis, Kashin Ahadadi, it's a stira. You're right. We don't know whether the Kohen Gadol is pater from all three cases, or is he only pater from the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadash. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna Bredir of Yeshua Lo Kasha. There is no contradiction. Kan Bidalos, Kan Bidali Dalos. It depends on what. When it comes to Dali Dalos, the least of them all, the Esir's Eifa, so that's when we say the Kohen Mashiach's Pater from all of them. If he's the least, if he owes an Esir's Eifa, then he's Pater, because the Pasuk says, Ze Karbon Aaron, Vein Acheres La'aron, Ein Acheres Chova. But if he owes a Dalos, only the second level, so then the Kohen Gadol would be Chayiv in Shvuas Bitoy and Shmias Kol, but he would be Pater across the board at Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. So to review, when it comes to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, Kohen Gadol is always Pater. When it comes to Shvuas Bitoy and Shmias Kol, so then it depends. If he's very, very poor and he owes Dali Dalos, he's Pater. If he's not as poor, he's either Dalos or Ashiris, then he would be Chayiv in Shvuas Bitoy and Shmias Kol. And Rabbi Shimon, Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, this is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, he holds La Rabbi Akiva Bechada Upalagale Bechada. Because remember, he agrees to Rabbi Akiva in one case, but argues in another case. Rabbi Akiva is the one who had the drasha, and he's only Chayiv to bring Asir Se'efa on the daily Chiv, but he can never bring Asir Se'efa any other time. So Kohen Gadol can never bring Dali Dalos. That's one level. But then Rabbi Akiva says, once he's pater from Dali Dalos, he's pater from all of them. So we see Rabbi Shimon holds Rabbi Akiva in the patur of Dali Dalos, but he doesn't hold the patur of exempting all the other levels of an Ole V'Yorit. Everyone's still with me somewhat? This is not easy.
But shouldn't the Gemara because it's a very extreme case at Dali Dalos, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the levels are, but even though it's extreme, the Gemara and Sukkim still entertain extreme cases. Fine. Gemara now says, this piece is a little bit easier, maybe. Ella, 2 dots, 6 to 5 lines down, Shein Kohen Gadol Chayiv. So this is going on the stage of the Mishnah that said that Kohen Gadol is not Chayiv in Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav according to Rabbi Shimon, but we never saw a source. The Gemara explains, Amar Chizkiah, my time at the Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason Rabbi Shimon thinks a Kohen Gadol is Pater from Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav? The Chassid, it says, V'nichrasa nefesh ahi mitocha kal, that he gets cut off from the entire kal. So what's that mean? Misha karbono shavu l'kal, a person who owns, which type of person would bring a carbon to Tumas Mikdash for Kedoshav? Only a person who is equal to the Kal. Yatzezeh Shein Karbano Shavu LaKal. A Kohen Gadol does not have the same carbon that the rest of the Kal brings. So since he's different, he's not part of the Kal, he doesn't have to bring a carbon to Tumas Mikdash for Kedoshav. Asks the Gemara, Imkain, if that's the case, Nasi Nami Ein Karbano Shavu LaKal. The Nasi also doesn't bring the same carbon. He brings a different carbon than everybody else. The Gemara says no, but the guards too, Shavu BeKapara, Yom Kippur. You're right. The rest of the year, the Nasi brings a different carbon than a regular Yachid. But in Yom Kippur, the Nasi is just like any other part of the Tzibur, and then the same exact goat that's being Mechaper Klai Yisrael in Yom Kippur is also being Mechaper the Nasi, so he is equal to the Kal, at least in Yom Kippur. Imkain, the Gemara says, Kohanim Nami lo Shavu LaKal BeKapara Yom Kippur. Well, Kohanim have a different carbon than the rest of the Kal. Right? The way it works on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has a personal par for himself, he's different. Kohanim have a separate par, and the rest of the Am has the Sari, has the goat. So, if we're looking at Yom Kippur, the Kohanim are all different than the rest of the Kal. So we should say that since Kohanim as a whole are different than the rest of the Kal, they should also be potter from Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav.
I think that the Kohanim are mitkaprim with the par of the Kohen Gadol.
No. It's different. There's two cows. There's a par of the Kohen Gadol, and then there's a par of the Kohanim. They're two different levels.
That's not what the
argument. Yeah, okay. And there's a par of Shel Aaron. Yes, I'm sure that's the case. I know the Kohen Gadol brings his own. We do three different levels.
Okay.
But either way, the Gemara says that. Where do we go now? So Gemara says, even you're right, granted that the Kohanim are different than the rest of the Kal on Yom Kippur, but Kohanim Shavu LaKal B'Shar Mitzvos D'Shana Kula. But the rest of the year, Kohanim are the same as the rest of the Am. So it's now back and forth. Kohanim are like the Kal during the year, but they're not like the Kal on Yom Kippur. The Nesim are like the Kal on Yom Kippur, but they're not like the Kal on the rest of the year. But at least one time a year, either Kohanim or the Nasi are part of the Kal. As opposed to the Kohen Mashiach, the Gemara says, Mashiach Nami, Hashava B'Shar Mitzvos D'Shana. The Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, is also similar to a Yachid the rest of the year, which is a case, let's say, Rashi explains the case, let's say there's a Hora, that the Bezin gives a Hora, and there's a Par Helm Shel Tzibur. And the Kohen Gadol also violates that Par Helm Shel Tzibur, that Hora, so they become part of the Kahal, and there's one carbon that's going to be Mechaper, all the nation, including the Kohen Gadol. So there is an example. We can find a Hecha Timsa where the Kohen Gadol is like the Kal as well. So Gemara says, no, the final drasha really is El Amarava Eimad Hachi Misha Chatasa Oshava Lichidim Umay Nihu Kal. The drasha is really, whose carbon is like the Yachid, which is really the Kal? What exactly does that mean exactly? So Rashi explains as follows, that a person is Chayiv a carbon Yachid, and when a regular Yachid does a violation, he brings a carbon Chatas. As opposed to a Kohen Gadol. We learned already a couple times, a Kohen Gadol, when he violates an Avera, he doesn't bring a Chatas. The only time a Kohen Gadol brings a Chatas is if he makes a Hora for himself and violates that Hora, does it lead to a Chatas. But if he doesn't come to that point, he just violates Shabbos, he violates something else, eats Chalev, Bishogeg, he would never bring a Karban Chatas in that case, in which case we see a Kohen Gadol is unique, he's not part of the Kal, and therefore he's Pater from the whole Parsha of Tumas Mikdash to Kadashah. Let's keep pushing forward, those who want to stay. Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Nasi maybe Sa'ir. Rabbi Eliezer says that a Nasi brings a Sa'ir, he brings a goat. So how come? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Ela Betumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, Hol V'Nemar Kares Bo Kibbekavua.
7:30
it starts. So I'm going to go. 7:37 is Baruch Shemar Hodu, and then 7:45 is Baruch, for those who want to. Okay, so I got a few minutes, I'm going to stick around. So then the Gemara says, again, Rabbi Eliezer holds that what? That you bring a sa'ir, the Nasi brings a sa'ir, and Lo Amar Rabbi Eliezer only says this with regards to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashava, that you bring a sa'ir, but all the other Olav Yorid, he brings a carbon Olav Yorid. How come Mikdash V'Kadashav Dafka, does he bring a Nasi? Does he bring a sa'ir? Hol V'Nemar Kares Bo Kibbekavua. Since it says a Kares, so normally a kares, when do you bring a chatas? When the mezid is kares, so then when dam b'shogeg you bring a carbon chatas. So since it says kares by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, he felt that there should be also a set carbon sa'ir for the nasi. So Amar Papa says, Hachanami Mistavra, this is also very sensible to say. Why? Now, this is very confusing still. Again, I apologize. I didn't write the Gemara here, guys. But if you think that Rabbi Eliezer al kulan kamar, if when Rabbi Eliezer says that a Nasi brings a Sayer, he's referring to all three karbanos, all of the Yoreds. So then, Michti, let's understand this for a second. In general, when a Nasi violates a regular Avera, not an Olva Yored Avera, but a regular Avera, a Sayer brings in by a Nasi, and a Par is brought by a Mashiach, b'makom yachid l'chatas, meaning what? When a Yachid violates a regular Avera, Yachid brings a regular Chatas, and a Nasi brings a Sayer, a Par brings a Mashiach. That's a general, that's a given. Now, Kai, if that's the case, so now when we move to a carbon Olva Yored, we should continue to teach the same thing. We should, Nisne, we should teach, Nami, a Mashiach Mevi Par, Bishmias Kol, Ubitzes Vasayim. Just like a carbon, a Kohen Gadol, brings a Par by other Averos, he should also bring a Par by Olva Yoreds. El Midilo Katani Mashiach, the fact that they didn't include Mashiach, that Rabbi Eliezer was only referring to a Nasi, tells me that we're talking about only Tumas Mikdash V'Kadash of Kayim. That was the only topic on the radar. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer didn't mention Kohen Mashiach, because Mashiach is Pater. A Kohen Gadol, Kohen Mashiach, as we just mentioned, is Pater of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadash of, and that's why it wasn't on the radar. He only mentioned a Nasi. Because again, had he been referring to all three of the Yoreds, he should have addressed the Halacha by a Kohen Mashiach, which is relevant by Shavuas Bitoy and Bitoy and Shmias Kol. Says the Gemara back, Amar Le Rav Huna Berei Rav Nasan, the Rav Papa, Mimai, how do you know that's the explanation? Dilma, really, maybe it's true that Rabbi Eliezer Akulan Kai, maybe Rabbi Eliezer is saying that a Nasi brings a Sire on all three, all the Yoreds. And Mashiach, how can we doesn't tell you what carbon of Mashiach brings, the carbon Mashiach? That's because Savar Lak Rabbi Akiva, maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Akiva that we saw just above, that Amar Mashiach et Patem Mikum. He never brings an Olva Yored. That's why he wasn't talking to Mashiach. But Eina Chanami Rabbi Eliezer holds a Nasi would bring a Sire for all three Olva Yoreds. He didn't address the carbon Mashiach because the Mashiach's Patem from all of them. Gemara says, Amar Le, Rabbi Akiva mi Patem Le, mi Par, Vesulamidi. When Rabbi Kiva says that they're pater from all of them, that a Kohen Gadol doesn't bring all the Yoreds, it doesn't mean that he doesn't bring anything. It just means that he doesn't bring an all the Yored. But Eina Chanami, he would bring a par for each of these three cases. He doesn't say you're pater from anything. If the Kohen Gadol is a metame tumas mikdash v'kadashiv, when Rabbi Kiva says he's pater, it doesn't mean he's pater from everything. It means he's pater from the all the Yored. But he does bring a set cow. He has to bring a par as his karbra. Let's finish off the parak. I know it's quite late. I need to catch davening. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Moda, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer agrees as well. She'ein mevi asham. He does agree that a nasi does not bring a carbon asham. Taloi, tani kami Rav Sheshes. They taught the brayse to Rav Sheshes. Asham taloi baal tumas mikdash v'kadashav. The person wasn't sure if he was violated tuma of the base of mikdash or kachim. He would have to bring an asham taloi. Amrle Damar Lachamani, who holds this way? It must be Rabbi Eliezer. He Damar Hov and Emar Bo Kares Kiba Kavua. So therefore, since it says Kares by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, it's like a Kavua. And just like Rabbi Eliezer holds, a Nasi brings a set carbon Kavua for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, he also holds you'd have to bring an Ashram Taloi if it's a case of a Safik. So Maisi Nasi is Sari Allah. The Gemara said, but don't we say Hamar Rabbi Yochanan? Moder Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer himself says that Ain maybe Ashim Tali. He himself said that a Nasi doesn't bring an Ashim Tali. And there's a contradiction. The Gemara ends off the parak saying, Kasha, Hajnalach, Hora, Koy Mashiach. Again, not an easy dot.